The Hyde Park Barracks is reopening to the public this Friday after over a year of redevelopment. The museum will allow visitors to walk through history, hear stories from people who were once there, and gain a deeper understanding of Australia's convict history. Although the new and improved Hyde Park Barracks Museum would not be here today without the major involvement of the native Aboriginal elders and their community. We've got Jan Darrinbull of the Wiradjuri, Nyiyampa and Yorta Yorta Nations on the line to tell us all about the reopening and the significance that this site has to the history of its peoples. Good afternoon, Jana.
Good afternoon there, Mick. Thanks for having me. I just want to acknowledge that I'm on Gadigal land and they've never ceded their sovereignty, so this is sovereign Gadigal land. Thank you.
Thanks, Jana. You're part of the consultation process, along with the Bathurst elders and the museum staff. What was it like to be involved in this project and what was involved?
Yeah, that's right. So the staff from the Barracks Museum came out to Bathurst and they've spent over a year out there consulting with the traditional owners and the knowledge holders out in that area. Mm-hmm. And through that consultation process, we've sort of had a two-way learning process, which in Wiradjuri we call Yabalinya Mwai, which is two-way learning. And we've learned a lot from them. They've learned a lot from us. And in the process, they've taken the oral histories of some of the traditional owners and elders from that area, and they've represented them in diorama form at the Barracks Museum, which is part of the exhibit that's happening at the moment.
Right. And what is it about Bathurst that made them want to go out there and get the stories and talk to you?
So the overall kind of, flavour of the exhibition that's there at the moment is the barracks and the people that have been through it and how they've influenced not only the rest of Australia but also the Aboriginal First Nations people, and how the people that have gone through the barracks and been part of that process have impacted on the Wiradjuri Nation as well. So that was sort of the aim of the discussion.
Oh, okay. And so through the learnings, the two-way learning that they had with you, that they created a diorama, they created a bit of a history, a story of what happened with those people. Have you seen it so far? What are your thoughts on it?
So one of the elders in the group that were consulted, she actually works down here in Sydney, Aunty Leanna Werribee. Yep. She works down in Sydney and she's been sort of in constant contact with the model makers, with the museum staff. So she's sort of been a consultant on the ground here on Gadigal country. And then the museum staff have also sort of gone back and forth from Bathurst over the time as well to get the final product. And we've actually seen photos of it, but we haven't. Only Leanna Werribee has actually seen it in situ.
So
we're excited about seeing it tomorrow.
Well, exciting, yeah. I think the grand opening to the public is on Friday, but maybe it was a sneak preview tomorrow. I'm not sure.
So tomorrow is more to do with the people that were involved with the consultation. So there are other nation groups that were involved as well. I think there's going to be some Gamilaroi people down there as well, because they've got a story to tell about the impact of convicts on their country as well, which I won't go into because I don't want to spoil it for people. Sure. And it's not my story to tell also, out of respect for the Gamilaroi people. It's just like a soft launch, I suppose, for the people that were involved in developing it, and then they'll do the public launch on Friday, which is really exciting.
Yeah. I mean, the barracks have been shut for quite a while, but it's a very historic building. Obviously, it's gone through a lot of history, almost demolished several times. Now, it's built on Gadigal land. Do you know what stance the peoples of the Eora Nation have on the reopening of this museum and the use of it?
I am not sure about what the Gadigal people, who are the Eora speakers of this land, I'm not sure what their take is on it. I hope that I can speak to some of the elders and knowledge holders tomorrow who are from this country or who have ties to this country, and find out about their perspective. I know it's heavily impacted on their nation.
Yeah.
Of course it has, because this was the point of impact when colonisation and the subsequent invasion of Australia and Terra Nullius and all the other stuff happened. Mm. So, I look forward to hearing what their thoughts are. As far as I'm concerned and as far as my point of view is, as a Wiradjuri and a Nyiyampa and a Yorta Yorta person, the tact of the museum has been very respectful. So they've been very respectful. They've treaded very lightly. They haven't been overbearing. They've been really good about the way that they've consulted and the way that they've gotten the stories, particularly off the Wiradjuri elders. And I'm sure that they've been similarly, like that with the other nation groups that were involved.
Yeah, that's really good. Great that they've gone to that, effort and made sure the story is told in the right way. It sounds like this exhibit, and they're using a lot of cutting-edge technology. It's going to be quite fancy, I think, this display. But apparently it's going to be showing sort of the experience of convicts from different points of view. So from the Aboriginal people who were invaded to the people who are new to this country. There's a frontier violence room, which uses audio and video to put visitors into a lead up to the Mile Creek Massacre. So it sounds quite, you know, it's going to be quite an intense sort of experience, but one that should be taught.
Yeah, look, from what we understand, the what you'll do is you'll put on a set of headset, like a headphone set, and it's all geo-tagged. So when you walk close to one of the exhibit pieces, the audio of that piece comes into your ears and you hear the story and you hear the voices. And they used a lot of voice actors to bring all that out. And the stories are from first-hand accounts, from diary excerpts, from newspapers of the day. So they're all kind of really personal view, historic kind of documents that have been brought to life, which is, I think that's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool that they can advance it to the modern age, make it something interactive, because, you know, getting people out to learn history, sometimes you got to make it a bit more exciting, right?
Oh, well, that's it. And it's also important that, you know, that people get the opportunity to hear those stories because, you know, the usual Captain Cook story and the Aborigines ran around the bush until they ran into food kind of myth has been well and truly dispelled, but unfortunately a lot of people still believe it. So it's exhibitions like this that can really break those myths down for people to, you know, understand what really happened here in Australia.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's really interesting that we could chat to you, especially someone who's been consulted about the reopening of the barracks. People can get down there from Friday and you can grab tickets up on sydneylivingmuseums.com.au. But Jana, thank you so much for joining us on 2SCR today.
Thanks for having me, Mick. And again, I just want to acknowledge that we're on Gadigal country and the Gadigal people have never ceded their sovereignty. This is still sovereign ground. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you. You're on 2SER. That was a great chat with Jana. The barracks do open on Friday, and look, if you're going through it and try and appreciate and see the different points of view that these stories have been told from, I think it sounds like an amazing exhibit and a very historical place.